son and the father had had some difficulty, and the father ended up having to shoot the son in his leg as he was attacking him. And the attacks had been, I guess, ongoing for a couple of days, and had the son had actually knocked the father out at one point, and so the father was legitimately in fear for his life. So it's a true case of self-defense. We worked it that way. We haven't filed any charges. The person that was shot was non-life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital and treated for that. And after our investigation and consulting with the district attorney's office, we determined that it was actually just pure self-defense, and the guy was in fear of his life.